Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to describe your age in Chinese. We have a very young dancer, Luke Rack, joining us. Hi, Luke. 你好.
Hello. 你好.
Right, Luke, you are 11 years old and you achieved a lot in your ballet dancing career.
Thank you.
Tell us where you dance.
I dance at Royal Ballet on Saturdays, and I dance at other places on other days. And so I have classes every day, mostly at different places. And
right, so you practice every day?
Yeah.
And when did you start learning dancing?
When I was 5.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, so you are already performing professionally. That's amazing achievement. Okay, you are 11 years old, and it's quite important in learning any language that we share with people about our age. The way to say how many years old you are, we say 我, 我 is I.
Yeah.
我. And how many, that's the number we put in the middle. And then the end, we use 岁.
Or 岁.
Yeah, you are 11. So 11, the way to say 11 is 十一.
十一.
十一. So 我. So,
我十一岁.
That's it. And then, of course, when you are younger, you can count back. 我十岁. 十 means 10.
Oh, right, okay.
So, 我十岁.
我十岁.
That's right. And then when you say, oh, you started learning.
When I was 5.
When you were 5. 5 is 五.
五.
五岁.
五岁.
That's right. Okay, since you are such a fast learner, that's a speed up. The way to say numbers in Chinese. 1, 2, 3, 4, we say 一, 二, 三, 四.
一, 二, 三, 四.
And to say 5 to 8, 五, 六, 七, 八.
五, 六, 七, 八.
That's great. And then to say 9 and 10, 九, 十.
九, 十.
That's right. So when you say 10 years old, 十岁.
十岁.
And you are 11, 十一岁.
十一岁.
And if you turn 12 next year, 十二岁.
十二岁.
Yeah, did you notice the pattern?
Yeah.
二 is 2, right?
Yeah.
So 十 is 10.
10, 2. Yeah.
That's right, 10, 2. And then when you want to say 13, 十三.
十三.
And 十三岁 means 13 years old. Come on, we are finishing the episode so early. All right. All right, so that's recap. So if I ask you, how old are you? I can say 你几岁.
你几岁.
你几岁, that's it. So 你 is you.
Yeah.
几 is how many.
Yep.
你几岁? 你几岁? 你几岁, that's how old are you? So when I ask you, hey, look, 你几岁?
我十一岁.
Okay, so last year, 你几岁? Look.
十岁.
Last year, 你十岁. Hey, look, next year, 你几岁?
我十二岁.
Next year, 你十二岁.
你十二岁.
That's right. So 十二 is 12. And okay. This year, you are...
我十一岁.
That's it. That's incredible. Wow. That's a really a difference when children learn a new language. Let me tell you a story. The character for 岁, it sounds like a suede in English. 岁. Originally, actually was Jupiter, the planet. And because in ancient China, Chinese people, they were very smart and they picked up the 5 visible planets. And they understand that it's actually by observing the planets, how they go around the sky. They can use that as the indication for building a calendar. So then at that time, that symbol, 岁, was indicating to Jupiter. Because then...
Oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah, so then Chinese people, they observe the nature, they observe the universe, and they came out with a lot of symbols to represent at that time. Now we call that science, or that's the tradition. But at that time, they used that to make some their lives more convenient.
Right.
Reading a calendar, knowing which day, knowing the time. So 岁 then turned into represent a year. And then here, of course, you grow 1 year. You're one year older from the previous one. So we say 十一岁 is your age now. One more question for you. What is your ambition when you turn 十八岁?
Well, when I'm 18, I want to join the Royal Ballet Company and dance until I'm old. And just dance for my life and
wow.
For my living.
That's the most incredible wish everybody should have. You do what you love, and you love dancing, so you want to carry on dancing throughout your lifetime. Okay, wish you all the best. Thank you very much, Luke, for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's incredible. I almost have tears in my eyes thinking that I wish I had such vision when I was 11. Well done, Luke. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Luke.
再见.